views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Courage to Be Seen with Sherry Clark, whose passion and purpose is to assist others to achieve their dreams. This hit show spans the headlines to focus on how to help women across the globe acknowledge and honor their talents and to help light your way to success. Whether Sherry is mentoring women to tap into their ACE power or bust through the conscious or unconscious barriers within, there is no holding back when your courage to be seen emerges. Authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to the life you want. No excuses in the professional world. Listen up. Sherry will change your mind and tell you about the power that is all you. Explore the freedom of embracing the whole of who you are and feel the courage to be seen with Sherry Clark now.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be the most amazing show. You are listening to Courage to Be Seen podcast radio. Sherry Clark is a host of this show, and you're going to get to hear lots more about it. I'm Dr. Pat, and I've had the honor of doing this show with Sherry for a number of months now. But you know what's interesting about it? You know how they say they save the best for last? Well, it's really interesting because she and I kind of work every week and we think about what do we want to bring to the forefront? What is the energy calling for? So the energy that's being called forth right now is how to live with confidence and how to turn your desires into reality. Because I will tell you this, and then Sherry's going to tell you a whole lot. It is virtually impossible to turn your desires, I mean your true heart's desires, into reality from a place of doubt, from a place of failure, loser, any of those words that creep in, from a place of thinking you cannot do something, and even from the most, I think, insidious place, that place of procrastination. Today, this is part of what Sherry has developed, not only in Courage to Be Seen and her ACEs coaching program. It's actually a cornerstone of her coaching program. But more importantly, it's a lesson that both she and I have gotten over a period of our lives. And from those lessons, which show up in strange ways, we get to be us. And so today, she's going to take you on this journey. Whether she takes us on a journey as being a female engineer recognized in a special industry who embraces her complete power that has had to say yes to being seen in the world, in technology, and now in as a thought leader, bringing an incredible message to the forefront, or whether you know her as a speaker, a coach, or mentor. But there's part of how we get shaped in this. And I would venture to say that maybe part of her confidence came from growing up with five brothers, but I don't know for sure. Sherry, great to have you here. This is a big one.
Hey, Dr. Pat, you know, it's great to be here. That confidence is just such an exciting topic when you think about it, because it's so very important. And it comes up over and over again in all aspects of our life, personally, professionally, and especially with women, I think, overall, and the amount of confidence. And you and I have had just some great conversations. So it's exciting today to be able to have this talk, you know, with our listeners and share some ideas so they can have more confidence. And with having more confidence, they will achieve more. You know, you can't achieve your desires. You can't get to what you want in life if you're not confident about it. So when you think about it, you know, ask yourselves, you know, do you wish that you had more confidence? When you look around at others, do you catch yourself going, I wish I could be as confident as them? And I'm not talking about when you see professional speakers or actors or actresses or professional sports people. You know, I'm talking about your colleagues, your friends, maybe your family, or you know, just the people that you interact with on a day-to-day basis. Do you catch yourself looking at them and wondering, how can they be so confident? Maybe it's even a colleague that you know fundamentally, maybe that you're better than, like you do better execution on your projects, or you're more knowledgeable than them. But for some reason, when they walk into the room and they talk, the way they talk just comes out so much more confident than yourself. And that's important. Like, so why is confidence so important? And what could you do to have more confidence? And that's what I want to talk about and share with everyone today.
Yeah, I think it's important to talk about for a lot of reasons. But, you know, one of the things I'm really struck by as I'm listening to you is I think if you were to go back, and for me in particular, when I think about my childhood and some of the things I went through, but then all of a sudden, the fact that I stuttered. You know, the people that knew me back then, that called me back to go back to these reunions, these high school reunions and stuff, they call me and they say, this can't be you. This can't be you. Is it really you? Are you like from Plainfield? Or did you go to junior high school 101 and PS 14? And I'm like, yes, that is me. And they say to me, what the heck happened to you? And so that's what we're talking about today. You're going to share some of the building blocks, because when we look at statistics about this, it is true, Sherry, that some of us, some of the more less likely people can become confident in the world. Isn't that true?
Yo, absolutely. In fact, I was always one that people had said was confident. So I didn't realize when I started to talk to people and talk to women and ask them, you know, hey, if I was going to teach a class, what should I teach on? If I was going to bring in a speaker, what would you guys like to hear? And this was engineers on my team. This is colleagues. This is women around the world. And over again, people would ask for, how do I have more confidence? How do I speak with more confidence? How do I present with more confidence? So I actually had to do some research, because I was surprised. Some of the women I was talking to are very, very accomplished. And some of them are ones that, like, I was amazed with how good of engineers they are. And for them to tell me that they didn't have confidence, it didn't make any sense. They say 7 out of 10 girls believe they're not good enough or don't measure up in some way. And this could be looks, this could be performance in school, relationships, with family, with friends. But think about that. 7 out of 10. I mean, that's an epidemic. That's not just a confidence issue.
That's crazy.
And then they say 8 in 10 women and girls feel pressure to never make a mistake or show weakness. Never make a mistake. I mean, you can't accomplish anything in life if your goal is never to make a mistake. Because as you're learning, you're going to make mistakes. I like to think of that mistakes are stepping stones to success, right? So, but if 80% of people think they can never make a mistake, there's no way that you can ever accomplish anything.
You know, it's really interesting, though, because those two statistics point to one thing that we have never talked about. But as you move forward and you host your own show, I'm sure you're going to talk about it. And that is, people are in this conundrum with why girls, young girls, and then older women, but young girls mostly, why they're so attached to social media. But if that's the statistic that is out there now, where we are thinking 7 in 10 girls believe they're not good enough, of course they're going to seek something outside to try to feel good.
But, you know, I can relate to the 80% of women that say they have pressure to never make a mistake. So even though I was always very confident, and I was trying to think of, okay, where are some examples of where I wasn't confident? The one area that I have to admit comes up over and over again is asking questions. Because asking questions is actually quite vulnerable. And really confident people can ask questions. And some lack of confidence keeps you from asking questions. Because to ask a question, you have to admit that you don't know, that you don't know the answer. It's kind of funny to think about, but that's the whole point of asking a question, right? And so there was a huge part of my life that I might not ask because I didn't want people to know I didn't know. Like I thought that, oh, Sherry already should know that. Sherry's a smart one. The fact that maybe that people would look down on me if I didn't know. So I wouldn't want to ask. I would just go find the answer some other way. It's not like I wouldn't get the answer, but I might go do the research on my own. Rather than the easy thing would be, hey, Dr. Pat, I don't know how radio shows work. Will you tell me? Right. And that seems so easy for me today. But there's a huge part of my life that I didn't do that because you didn't want anyone to think that you didn't know it. You were incompetent, or it was something that you should have known, or it was a stupid question. It's pretty scary. Yeah,
it is pretty scary. But, you know, a light bulb just went on to me. And let's talk about this before we go to break. Well, here's what the light bulb was that just went on. So I'm listening to you talk about asking questions. So what happens when you're a kid that stutters, right? So what's the dynamic of it? So you ask me a question, right? So you're going to ask me a question and you're going to say to me, Pat, tell me what the most significant thing in your life was. And I'm this kid from the Bronx that stuttered. So here's the dynamic of this. Now I know why I'm so good at what I do in question asking, right? Because here's what I learned. I'm going to try to get that out of my mouth. But as I try to do it, you're thinking that your question wasn't clear. So what do?
Ask it again or ask it louder.
You ask me again or you ask me a different way. And here I am. I still can't get it out. But part of my being learning different was I couldn't hear the words and the words. So you'd ask me again. So in any given day, for me to answer somebody's question, I will tell you that when I think about this, at least 5 to 8 times an individual would have to ask me that question. 5 to 8 times. So imagine what I learned as a kid that I didn't know I learned as a kid until this moment you talking about it. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, oh boy, we're just warming up now. We're just warming up. What is confidence? What is that? Does that mean, oh, wait a minute, I'm confident. I think I could wear that dress, even though I think I'm like 40 pounds heavier. Is confidence, I think I could do this dissertation, even though I think somebody on the panel hates my guts. What is confidence? I'm not going to answer that. Sherry Clark's going to answer that. Why? Because she created Courage to be Seen, and confidence is one of the aces that you get to learn from her. We'll be right back.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Okay, I got a dose of this this week. I got to tell you, Sherry Clark must be in my house. I think she's in my smoke detectors beeping at me. Because ever since she and I talked about this, I got a mega dose of this. One request that was made of me scared me to death. I almost didn't do it. But I want to tell you why. Today we're talking about what does it mean to live with confidence and turn your desires into reality. I know that you're going to hear a lot today from Sherry, but she doesn't just talk about this. You know, she did not create Courage to be Seen, and you can go to couragetobeseen.com as a fantastic way to show you great images, to talk about a model. This is something that Sherry lives and breathes. But I will say this, as you continue to hear from her in the show, you're also going to hear that she does this with the challenges that you and I have, maybe with some areas that need a little further attention. But how about being the CTO of a company and somehow getting a call from somebody that says, wow, we think you should do a podcast or radio show. And by the way, we think you need a mega website. Oh, and one more thing. If you're going to do Courage to be Seen, then we better build that website with a few pictures of you. What do you think about that, Sherry Clark?
I think I have a great website, Dr. Pat. But, you know, let's talk about why confidence is important.
Yes.
Right? And confidence is important because really success begins in the mind. And it's a belief, you know, and think about how often, you know, things spin up in your mind. You start asking yourself questions. You start doubting. Is it possible? Can it happen? You know, why you? Are you good enough? You know, are you enough? That you actually too often talk yourself out of things long before you ever have a chance to even try them. You don't even start them because you've already convinced yourself there's no way it could be successful. So why either bother trying? And that's just all a lack of confidence. It's like trying to protect ourselves because, well, if we're not going to be successful anyway, we might as well not try. But think if you could change that. Think if you had the confidence that when you started something, you would actually be successful. As you went forward and took one step and then the next step, you could learn. And if the things that you desired could actually all become reality, just think how different your world would be in. If the voices in your head weren't questioning you, instead they were supporting you. They were cheering you on. They were like your biggest fans. That life would be so exciting. And that's the world that you could create if you decide to. If you decide to make changes in your life, that is the life that you could have.
I want to also think about,
you know, with it, then, you know, how does this apply? And I was trying to think of an example, and I thought about my son when he was little. And he was learning to water ski. And so we had a friend that had a boat, and he went out one day without me. They went out. We many times we've gone out together, but this particular time he went out. So when he came back, I said, hey, you know, how did you do? I didn't get up. I'm like, well, okay. You know, I was supportive and said, you'll get up next time. You know, it's no big deal. You're learning to water ski. And then that night when I told him to go, when I told him that, you know, good night, and was trying to figure out what was bothering him, because there was definitely something bothering him. He admitted to me, Mom, I didn't really try. Like, I gave up too early. He was very bothered from that fact. And so when we went out like the next weekend water skiing, you know, I reminded him of that. Don't give up so early. Just keep with it. And it did not take very long. Now he had the confidence after we having the talk about that, you know, you can't give up. You have to at least try. And within a couple of times he was up and he's been water skiing, you know, ever since. So it's amazing what your mind sometimes tells you, what it can question versus when you live your life from a place of confidence and then go forward.
I'm curious. Can you pinpoint, I know this is putting you on the hot seat, but I'm just curious, can you pinpoint a time where you think you got that message? Where you think, maybe not perfectly, Sherry, because I think we're all work in progress, right? You know, as much as I do what I do in the world, I just had a real eye opener. I was asked to write a foreword of one of the best-selling authors on the planet right now. And I was asked to write a foreword for his book. And I'll tell you, I wanted to crawl under a rock. And I really had to work on that. But you know that about me. I'm not always the first to be all in. When do you think perhaps you got the aha and truly stepped forward with that courage to be seen?
Well, I think there was areas of my life that, you know, I was confident from, you know, very, very early on. I wanted to be like my older brother. And whatever he did, I was going to copy. So I taught myself how to ride a bike when I was 4 because he knew how to ride a bike, right? And then a lot of my activities, I'd say, built on one another. I love to play sports. And so my parents said, well, if you want to play sports, you got to keep your grades up. So I worked really hard and I got good grades so that way I could play sports. And I think then the more you do, and the more times that you have a chance to demonstrate confidence, you know, no one ever told me, I was very lucky. No one ever told me I couldn't do things growing up. No one ever told me I couldn't be an engineer. No one told me that women weren't engineers. And so I just always planned to be successful. I planned to go to college, right? I planned to study engineering. It wasn't until I got there and I found out I had three women in my graduating class. That's not what women did then, right? And so I was probably a little different. It wasn't like I was doubting myself as a kid. I wasn't a kid with low self-esteem, right? I always knew if I chose to do something, I'd find a way to work hard and be successful. Probably just because my parents instilled a very hardworking ethic, you know, in me. So I have to admit, I had that advantage.
Yeah. And the reason I ask that question is because I think each of us gets stretched. And I say that really in a very subjective way. There was a time in my life I couldn't get off the couch. But I know that part of what you do is you ask questions like, you know, are you doubting your abilities? Do you question what you're doing? And, you know, do you take yourself out of something before you even start? That's why I shared this issue that happened last week with me about writing a foreword for a book, an upcoming book. I mean, you know, it's not that I had a panic attack, but let me ask you this question. There are many examples of confidence, but I'd love to hear from you. How can confidence change one's life? Because you and I are showing up today, but I know for you and I know for me that I'm here today because I had to face a few fears, right?
Oh, absolutely. So there's a couple of different ways. Let's go over some of them that I've researched on how confidence can show up in your life or change your life. The first one is if you're confident, you're going to take more risks just in general. And if you want more success, you have to take risks. So confidence will make you more successful. It just absolutely has to, because you're putting yourself out there more often. You will actually have less fear and anxiety. So it's a more joyful life to live when you're confident. What I thought was really funny is confidence, or surprising, I should say, not really ha-ha funny, but just it didn't seem to make sense at first. But they say confidence actually makes you more attractive. People want to be around attractive people or around confident people. Like, you're attracted. So if you walk into a room and you don't know people or you don't know people very well, who are you going to talk to? The reality is you're going to gravitate to go and talk to somebody that's more confident. You're not going to go up to the person that's hiding in the corner, you know, that doesn't want to talk and doesn't want to socialize. But if you see somebody there that looks warm and welcoming and standing, at, you know, more confident, you're going to be attracted to them and want to go spend time with them. So just in general, it's a great way. You know, you could say, well, I could exercise, I could eat right, I could try to, you know, to look better, dress more. But the reality, if you hold yourself with more confidence, people will see you as more attractive, which is, it's an interesting thing to think about and an easy way to, I guess, improve your overall appearance. Another thing is failures and rejections don't affect you as much. You'll be more resilient if you're confident. And that probably doesn't surprise you when you think of it, because you know, well, okay, I didn't quite get it now. Maybe I can change my approach and I can try again. And you realize that you're not going to get things on the first time. It's going to take multiple times, and that's not going to hurt your confidence. And so a few failures along the way, they just happen. Your life's not perfect, right? You won't compare yourself as much to others. And that's kind of what we started with, right? One of the main things that people think they don't have confidence is because they think other people have more confidence than them. And so it's more of this confidence comparison epidemic that we have. And if you're more confident, you're not so worried about what other people are thinking. You're not so worried about the amount of confidence that others have. You're going to be happier. You're going to feel more worthy. People will believe in you more. Just from an overall standpoint, I think that kind of a takeaway when you're more confident, you know, you trust in your abilities, and whatever life, you know, gives you, you have confidence you'll find a way to overcome it and achieve, you know, whatever comes your way. So I think that's a real benefit of confidence. And so when you think about these entirely, you know, this is probably the life that you want to have. You know, you want to have a life where you feel confident in your ability. You want to have a life that you have great relationships, that people are attracted to you, that you know that you're worthy, that you're getting the success that you desire. And so the biggest key is, how do you have more confidence?
Yeah. You know, I want to take a moment and talk about this because I think we don't talk about it that often. Maybe you do, but I haven't been in a corporate job in a number of years, but I do work with corporations. And one of the things that I was really struck by as I was thinking about this is one of my bosses, a man named Carlton Brown. Now, why do I think about him when I think about this? Because if I go back to the date and time that Carlton Brown was my boss, in a day and age that it was very rare to find a boss coming to the workplace doing the kind of work in engineering he did, and also being African American. And I reflect on a time that I got to work with him in a very toxic environment, and I watched him, Sherry. I watched how he handled himself with an abusive boss at the time. I watched how he handled himself when the people around him wanted to tell or fabricate lies about the divestiture of the phone company and where we were going and what we were building. And I watched him. And I watched him later on in person, how he stood up for me in a way that I can't even describe to you because I think it's indescribable. And I know you've had people like that in your life. And I know that's the work that you do with others, because those moments that I reflect on Carlton Brown, who is still my friend today, and I think about how he shaped my life to be a better person, what it does for me is it not only points to the opportunities we have and what you just talked about, but in the world we live in this day, there are so many opportunities to learn how not to be confident. And I think that what you're doing here today is you're begging the question of what we can imagine. I think that's true, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the real goal in life is we want to make a better future for people. We want people's lives to get better. And talking about confidence, talking about success is really trying to give people the keys so they can improve their own lives in whatever way that is, not to achieve something that someone else defined or said you have to achieve this by age 30 or by age 40 or by age 50, right? It's not someone else's milestones.
Just go higher. Go higher.
60, 70, 80, yeah. Forever. But that's not what it's about, right? It's right. Really about how do you decide what's important to yourself and take actions to make improvements in your life so you're living the life that you want.
Yeah. What we're going to do, this is really what's cool about this. We're going to take a very, very short break. And when we come back, we're probably not going to take the next break because I've been waiting for Sherry to talk about this. I've been waiting for Sherry to talk about what does it mean and how do we have more confidence? And what are some of the keys to success in not just experiencing self-confidence, but how do we maintain it? How do we build upon it? How do we take those experiences in preparation for the next thing? How do we do it and do it in a way that not only builds confidence in yourself, but builds it in others, that sets a bar for a level of self-confidence that's built in trust and respect? When we come back, we're going to hear about what Sherry has done in creating Courage to Be Seen and her ACES program that completely embodies what we're talking about today and the work that she's doing, speaking about the people she is coaching, how they get to learn this, because the time is now. We'll be right back.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com and visit jenniferzelop.com to thrive with Jen.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us and turn us on. You know, this is the last official show I will do as a co-host with Sherry Clark, Courage to Be Seen, because she is stepping out and she will be hosting her own Courage to Be Seen radio podcast. And so you'll hear lots more about that. But the one thing you can count on is you can go to her website, couragetobeseen.com. And there's lots of information there about what we're talking about what she blogs about. You'll also see some other things there. For example, more about the ACES program and beyond. So today, we're stepping into the realm of confidence only if you choose to. But if you choose to, and you get a taste of what Sherry's about to talk about, I will tell you from my own experiences, you can't go back. And I've learned this from her on multiple occasions. She now gets in my head every time I go to take a table tennis lesson and I think I can't do it, or I get asked to write a forward to a book and I think I can't do it, and then I see her face or then I see the website. So it's there. But how do you have more confidence? What are the keys to success? Sherry, this is true about this. You and I have done a lot of talking and we've got a lot of creative work. And we get to experience each other in one way that's about what's being built, but in another way about learning from each other. So I want to ask you, take us through what we should know about how to have more confidence, but also how to prepare and learn for it.
Yeah. So well, you brought it up, Dr. Pat. So first, I have to thank you for getting to do this radio show over the last 6 months with you. It's been a lot of fun. I am excited for the next stage and stepping out and doing my own show and where we'll take that. But it has been a lot of fun. So thank you for all your support over the last 6 months.
Oh yeah, I'm excited for you. And by the way, she's not going to go very far. She's going to come back. We always bring people back because you just need to keep tabs on her.
You don't want me to go too far away, but the confidence, if we get back to confidence, the best thing about confidence is it's not fixed. And most people, if they take some time to reflect, they will notice different areas of their life. They have different levels of confidence. In fact, anything you're just starting, you're not going to have much confidence. Think about a little baby, like when they're learning to walk, and they're trying to walk and they fall down. You wouldn't let them try three times and then say, oh, you just keep failing. I guess you're never going to walk, right? You keep encouraging them and until they have the confidence that they can walk and let go of the couch and walk on their own. And that seems so natural for a toddler and for society to cheer them on, even though, oh, they fail. Let's have them try again. But then for some reason, when we're adults, and we want to try something new, and if it fails, then we just figure, oh, I must not be any good at it. instead of, well, I just fell down, I guess I have to try, you know, get up and try again. It's really kind of interesting to think about. But you can definitely change the amount of confidence that you have. If you decide that you want to do something, you can put effort into it, you can take actions, and you can change the amount of confidence that you have. The first way that you can think about it is preparing. You know, now some people will say fake it till you make it, and that does kind of work. But the reality is there's actions that you can do. So I do agree with the fake it till you make it. Don't let people know that you're not confident. But the better prepared you are, the more confident that you'll see. Because your level of competence will make confidence be easier.
Yeah, the level of competence dictates your level of confidence. That's brilliant. Say that one again.
The level of confidence that you have will determine the level of confidence that you have. And so if you want to have more confidence, practice. Get more competent in whatever that you want to be. Get a coach. Get some way to practice. And that will be the single way that you can get more confidence. More practice, more confidence. One area that a lot of people want to have more confidence in is in speaking. Like if they have to give a presentation at work or they have to present an idea. And the best way for that is to practice what you're going to speak about. And I tell everyone, practice isn't listening to it in your head. You have to practice out loud. Ideally, if you're going to give a presentation in a conference room or an auditorium, you could practice in the setting that you're going to be at. It'll make you a lot more confident. But if you can't, stand in front of the mirror and make sure you actually say the words out loud, because it sounds different when you say the words than if you're just like in your head going, okay, this is the speech and then go over. And if you're going to speak with microphones and you've never spoke with a microphone, always practice that in advance, because there's something about hearing your voice through speakers. And it kind of plays with your head if you haven't practiced that. So you'll be talking and then you hear yourself and there's like this delay that you're not used to hearing. And so I tell people, if you can practice in the setting that you're at, and that's an area, especially with speaking, that you can get more confidence. Another thing to think about is arriving early. So think about if you're coming into a meeting and it's an important meeting and you're going to present some big idea. And if you have, Ken, you arrive 3 to 5 minutes early, you pick out which chair you're going to sit at, you put your stuff down, people come in, it's kind of relaxed because people are coming in and the meeting starts and then you give your presentation. Or imagine that you come in right when the meeting is supposed to start or 1 minute late, you're kind of rushing in, you're trying to find a seat, maybe all the seats at the conference room are taken, so you're kind of back against the wall. You're flustered because you can't find your notes. It's not a way to make yourself look confident. So if you have a big presentation, find a way on your schedule. Arrive early. Be prepared. And just that way you don't feel that rush. You don't feel like you're being jammed into something that you're not quite ready for. It's amazing how different that is. I know, especially in the corporate world, you can't always control. Meetings get scheduled back to back. One thing runs over and then all of a sudden your whole day is off. But if I have something really important to do, I will block out time before it to make sure. I can't do it on every single one because my day is almost all constant meetings, it seems like. And I do run from one meeting to the next. Sometimes I have 2 or 3 meetings at the same time. And I have to try to figure out how I'm going to cover them. But when I have something that's very important that I know I'm going to make a priority, I will block out time before it so I can be prepared before it. So I can go in a confident way and make the presentation, you know, that I want and project the image that I want. And then the last thing with really the kind of presentations is think about what questions you're going to be asked. Mm-hmm. What interviews are a great way to do that. You know, to prepare for an interview that you want to have more confidence, I write out lists of all the questions that I think I'm going to be asked. You know, it could be 50 to 100 questions that you could think about. And then what are your answers? And if you know all those in advance, when people ask you questions, the chances they're not going to ask you anything that far off that you've already thought about. And it'll appear all your answers will be much more confident.
You know, as you talk about these things, I'm really struck by several things. And let's go ahead and skip the break so that we can talk about the unfolding of this. And what I love about this, Sherry, and what I love about what you bring into the forefront is, you know, we're not just talking about things that, you know, you could go to library or go online and get a book and read about. These are things that actually work, and they work for a very good reason. And in your program, in the ACEs program, right, I want to ask you to talk a little bit about how we tie confidence to success, because success is something that people tell me all the time, Sherry, it's subjective. But, you know, my mama said something to me early on, and she said it not quite like this, but this is the latest version of it. She would say to us girls, look, girls, honey, are you playing? Are you playing to win? Or are you playing not to lose? And so for me, whether or not I actually achieve a thing, what actually am I putting forward? So in your program, in ACEs program, you tie confidence and success together. Can you talk about what it means to be an ACE and what we need to do to determine what success means to each of us?
Yeah, so an ACE is authentic, confident, and empowered to be successful. So that's ACEs. And so if the keys to being successful is how authentic you are, how confident you are, and how empowered. And so one third of success at least is all around being confident. So the more confident you can be, the more likely that you can achieve the success that you want. And just like you said, success is, it's relative. Success in your life will be different than success in my life. But either way, if you want to be more successful or if you want to be more confident, one thing that people don't think about that you can do is spend more time with people that are confident. Spend more time with people that are successful. Just spending time with people that you want to be more like, it will raise the bar to yourself, because they say your life kind of turns into the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Just like some of our conversations that we have, that things stick in your head and then they pop up throughout the week. If you spend more time with the type of people that you want to be like, that you want to achieve, and not exactly like, oh, I have to copy these people. But if you spend time with positive people, you will be more positive. If you spend time with people that are always talking down about themselves, you unintentionally are going to talk down about yourself. And so I tell people, think about who you spend time with. How do you spend your day? And if you're not living the life you want, that might be something that you want to look at. I'm the type that I will disengage. I'm not being rude to people, but I will disengage from activities like gossip or a lot of negative talk. I just don't feed that. I'm not around it a lot because I don't feed into it. So people don't bring it to me. And even if it's kind of around in the conversation, either we'll talk about something else or I'll go talk to somebody else. You know, I choose not to do that in my life. And so you have to think about kind of how much of that energy you let into your life. And then that will be the key to help you with more success, more confidence. But so just think about how many people, who is your board of directors kind of around you? And if it's not the type of people that you want to be like, maybe you need to look at how you change that or find some different people to spend more time with. Another thing that you can do is look at your body language in general, like how you hold yourself, how you walk into a room. I also think that you should have some clothes that you like wearing and they make you feel confident. So I'm not saying it has to look a certain way for work or anything, but just something that you feel really comfortable in. And you'd say, hey, that when I wear this, it makes me feel confident. So that way, if you go give that presentation, you know what you want to wear. If you're going to go to an interview, you can feel confident because you have your confident clothes on. So you should have an outfit or two that are like that. And it at least will send in your mind, oh, yeah, I'm going to do good today. You know, and you're not questioning of, oh, is this the right outfit? Did I pick it out? Should I wear something different? Know what you need in advance. Make sure you have something that makes you feel and look the way that you want. And then your whole day will go better when you're wearing and the clothes that you want and the look that you want. And you won't wonder about, huh, maybe I should have wore something different, or I should have, you know, does it look right? And you're in the mirror and all that kind of goes away. Another thing that you can do to have more confidence is think of something you've done in your life where you have been successful, where you have demonstrated confidence, and put reminders around, like, your home around that. Maybe, like, if there was something, maybe you ran a race and you won, or you won an award and you have a picture of it, you know, blow it up. Post it somewhere around your house. See how happy that you were. See your facial expressions. You know, go, oh, you know, claim that award. Too often, right, we shy away. Oh, that award was nothing. No, it needs to be celebrated. And post it on your mirror. Post it in your living room, whatever you need. But have that reminder of, here's an instance where you were confident. Here's an instance where you were successful. So you can build on that and own kind of the, you know, that achievement in your life. I also am a big fan of quotes, and I love motivational quotes. I like to read them. I like to post them. And so you can use them. I'm not a big fan, like, affirmations where you could just say something over and over again and just magically going to happen. Cause that doesn't really seem to work for me. You really have to believe it and take action and make it happen. But I find quotes, you know, make me think. And so I like to post them when there's things. I post them on, like, my closet door. I post things on my mirror. I post things where I see it, and provides that extra little motivation. So if you need more confidence, you can find one or two quotes that mean something to you and give you that reminder, you know, every time you look at them. A couple other things that, you know, sometimes people don't think about. One is, you really need to say yes when you mean yes, and have the confidence to say no when you actually mean no.
It's a big one.
Because too often people say yes, but they really mean no. Like, they say yes to the volunteering, but they know they really don't have time. And so then every time that they're doing it or trying to fit it in, they're really just in their head griping and complaining. And I really try to own my schedule. I really try, when I say yes, I'm 100% in and I'm going to do whatever it is. But I am willing to say no. I am willing to say that doesn't work into my schedule. That doesn't work for my family. That doesn't work for my team, you know, at work. And, you know, I told my team in China in the spring that I'm not coming back for a while. I know that you guys like me to visit, but my son's graduating and then he's going to go off to college and I'm not going to, you know, ever have him at home again. So I'm not going to travel as much in the spring as I usually do. But now here I booked in a couple of weeks, I'm going back to Shanghai. So we'll be back to a normal travel schedule probably. But you have to do that. You have to know where your boundaries are and say yes. You do mean yes. And don't be scared to say yes. But if the answer really is no, have the confidence to say no. It's just as important.
Yeah. You know, Sherry, one of the things too that you're talking about as you're giving this list to people and folks, again, there's going to be so much for you to refer back to. But each of these items by themselves, each of the things you're representing by itself, is a powerful transition tool. You know, it's a powerful tool. So as folks are hearing it from you today, you know, really the invitation is to try one, to try it on, to try one on, and to see how it works. Because I think what happens once you try one of these on, you're not the same anymore.
Yeah, like, you can't try them all. You can't instantly. You'd get overwhelmed if you tried to do everything at once. That's impossible. But there is something you could do today. You know, you could just search on the internet, confidence quotes, and you could find one. Or you could go to my Facebook page. I post quotes every day. You could go there and find one. There's lots of them because I love them. So you could go there and then print it out And you can start there and just take some time each morning to reflect on, you know, how this, you know, fits into your day. You could find one thing that you're going to try today to accomplish different. You know, maybe it's a little fear that you've had. Maybe it's to make a phone call for someone that you've been delaying having that call with. It doesn't have to be big, but you need to do something, and not do something next week or next month. You really need to do it today. You need to put that plan in place and start taking the steps, because the key is confidence comes from inside. It's not something outside. It's not something that you just go and achieve it, or it's external and people can't give it to you. It's inside. It's how you think. It's your beliefs. It comes from, you know, the decisions that you make. You can own this. That's the great thing. The only thing that's stopping you from being confident is yourself. And yeah, right now you say, well, it's like kind of like, well, I'm not very strong. Well, I might not be very strong, but if I go to the gym, I'm going to get stronger. And I'm not going to get stronger by going to the gym one day. You know, I go to the gym 3 times a week to go lift weights, because it has to be constant. And over time, I get stronger. So confidence is the same way. You don't get to do one thing tonight and say, now I'm the expert in confidence. But if you do something, and then, you know, you continually do a little bit more, you will build the confidence muscle. It will grow from inside you, and it will completely change your life and how you see life. And actually, the best thing is it'll see how people see you, because they're going to see that you're more confident. They're going to suddenly be looking at what you're doing, and people will see that change in you. I think you've said that people notice that with your ping pong game, yeah. that it just, hey, what's changed? Like, people won't figure out what has changed, but they'll know that there's something different.
Yeah. And, you know, isn't this really the cycle of reciprocity? Like, when we do have that, let's just call it, you know, a friend of mine used to call it witnessing, and that acknowledgement, it helps, gives us a baseline to help decide, am I where I want to be? And if I'm not there, what can I do to get there? And I think what you're laying out today for people is how courage shows up in every part of our life, every part of life, right?
It's everywhere. And everyone that I meet with, the coach and mentor that have similar things, right? Where it shows up maybe lack of confidence, or they need to have more courage. But then everyone has their own spin on exactly, you know, what's important to them or what they're working on or their current projects. And that's what's exciting. It's exciting to be able to meet with people around the world and see changes in people's lives as they implement some of these actions and have more confidence, get more projects accomplished, start leading bigger teams. And I'm really blessed that I get a chance to work with such a wide range of people around the world.
Yeah. I want to ask you this, and I know we've got a few minutes left, but there's really something important here that you said before, right? You know, in the ACES program, there are the keys that you've identified to create more success in life, to create a better life, period, right? And when I'm listening to you talk about this, I'm also really listening to what our audience is hearing, because this really is an invitation to step forward, even if you don't feel confident at the moment, and begin to build that confidence muscle, right? Because I know that it's what it was like for me. You know, it is a muscle that I had to build and still have to build.
Oh yeah. We're not confident in everything we do the first time. Like the first time I got on a plane and flew internationally, and you're like, you really don't know exactly what's going to be on the other side of the world, right? You land in the middle of the night. My first like big international trip was to India, and you land at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, the language is all different. You're not exactly sure there's going to be a car there to take you to your hotel. You know, it's not necessarily the most confident kind of thing. Now, I love the adventure and I love travel. So, of course, I was going to go do it. But you do question, you know, it. Versus now when I travel 3 to 4 times a year to Shanghai, it doesn't seem like a big deal. I joke to people, me traveling to Shanghai is kind of like most people traveling to New York. right? I get on a plane, I sleep for 14 hours, I get off the plane, kind of thing. But you have to start somewhere. You have to start and take those actions. So that way you can build and you can grow. And success, I guess, success can be you want a promotion at work. Success can be you want a raise or you want an award. And there's nothing wrong with all that because we all, or many of us, want pieces of that, right? But really, success is all around living the life that you want. It's really around having more happiness and joy in your life. It's having in your family, in your friends, not just work. Success is really just, are you living the life that you want on your terms, right? It you get to define it. That's the greatest thing about success. And that's what I like to work with people on.
Yeah. You know, as we take a look at this and move this forward, I want to talk to you about a couple of things here too. But first, I really want to take a moment to congratulate you for one, your willingness to take this message, to have the courage to be seen into the world. Because I don't think there was a time that I could think of that was more important than now for this lesson to be learned by women. You know, I can think about the many, many ways we become vulnerable to not really seek the courage to be seen. And the repercussions of that are lifelong. And so by what you're doing in so many ways, you're really opening up a door. So I wanted to thank you for that. I look forward to the show that you're going to do. Look, people are going to be able to hear you. They're going to be able to find out more about you. But there's one part of what you talked about today that I would love to ask you about. You know, let's have you, if you could, give us the message for today, which you think is one of the most important for us to move forward.
Well, the real message is that we can only be ourselves, that we have to decide, you know, who we want to be, embrace yourself and have that courage to be seen. I didn't have a role model necessarily when I was growing up or when I was in school or a young engineer. There were no other females. And so that is what, you know, I'm trying to do. I'm trying to share some of my experiences and the things that I've done in life. And how can that hopefully help people so they don't have to take 20 years through, you know, corporate America to understand how important it is to have the courage to be seen. And confidence is one area of that people need to have, you know, more of, but we have to be more authentic. We have to be more authentic to ourselves. We have to be more authentic to each other. We have to be more confident. We have to be empowered. And having the keys to all of this, that life will just seem to be so much more fun, so much more enjoyable, so much fuller. And that's really what we want to do in life, help each other so we can all have more happiness and joy in our lives.
Mm. Sherry, thank you so much for everything you're doing. And excited about the radio show, the upcoming radio shows you're going to be doing?
Absolutely. It'll be fun. You know, if people want to learn more, they can check out my website, couragetobeseen.com. My contact information is there, my email, my phone number. I look forward to talking to everyone. And in September, we'll, you know, kick off the new show.
I love it. I love it. For those of you out there, you know, please go ahead and check out Courage to Be Seen. But more importantly, you've heard some great, great suggestions today coming from a person that walked the plank of this herself. And so I know you've heard something. If you've missed any part of it, go back. I want to thank everybody for tuning us in, turning us on. Sherry, thank you so much.
Thanks. Thanks, Dr. Pat.
Okay, everybody, please, couragetobeseen.com. And for more about me, the drpatshow.com. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Courage to Be Seen with Sherry Clark. Be sure to tune in next time as Sherry unravels the riddle of being both distinctly powerful and distinctly female at work or in the world. Listen to the wisdom of what she learned being in a male-dominated profession for over 20 years, often as the only woman in the room. What kind of courage does it take to own your power and vulnerability no matter what? Find out the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific on Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark.